This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
Do you do Trump stuff when you go out?
No, it doesn't interest me. I do a lot of raisin stuff.
What?
Raisins. I have a lot of raisin material. Because, you know, you have the Sunmade company. And then you have the Raisinette people.
Yeah, that's right. And you're going to go with the Sunmade people.
Well, I just think it's interesting that after 80 years, Sunmade finally went, hey, why don't we put some chocolate on it?
Uh-huh.
Like, imagine not thinking of that for 80 years.
Yet another comedian that says, I don't do Trump stuff. David Chappelle said, why would I bother to do Trump stuff? It's going to be overdone. Does anybody remember that? You can't find it? Oh, well. I know I saw it with my own eyes. Dave Chappelle said, why am I going to do Trump? He goes, everybody's doing Trump. It's going to be so old so fast. But Dave Chappelle didn't predict it was going to be so old so fast because it was going to wear out. I mean, he thought it was just going to wear out. He didn't realize part of the comedic, the reason why I won't have any appeal is because it's going to be tough to make fun of him. Okay, you've already done the hair and the color. What else? What about when a dude is rock star status, which is where he is right now? He's rock star status. So he doesn't, what are you going to say? That's the problem. And the left is finally, they've run to the end of the internet. There is nothing more you can say about Donald Trump where people are going to listen. They're going to ridicule you otherwise. House Speaker Paul Ryan declared Saturday that President Trump will be an asset for Republicans in the 2018 midterms. I declared this 6 months ago. Ryan was speaking to reporters after giving a speech at the GOP convention in Milwaukee, and he exclaimed that people in swing states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan care most about issues that impact them personally and not the stories that have been in the mainstay of the leftist media, the Stormy Daniels crap, and these Russian meddling things. What they care about is exactly what Donald Trump is working on. And let me tell you something. The fact that this man is smart enough, astute enough, to not go follow the ball, go get it. You know, they throw the stick over there, and there goes the normal Republicans running after it. Trump says, you know what? You want to stick to Stormy Daniels and her crooked lawyer and the Russian Mueller crap that's going away? Fine. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go talk to the people. There's not a poll on the planet that the Democrats can look at and go, this is good news for us. I dare you. I dare you. Find the nearest leftist and say, hey, just out of curiosity, tell me of a poll in the last month, 2 months, 3 months that you can hang your hat on and say, I feel confident going into 2018. Show me one. Show me you're winning with women. Show me you're winning with blacks. Show me you're winning with millennials. Show me you're winning with independents. Show me where the Stormy Daniels stuff has brought Trump down. The Mueller investigation has brought Trump down. Anything. Show me what you have. In full disclosure, attorney to attorney, full openness, what you got? They got nothing. I'm going to answer for them. They have absolutely nothing. Then go a step further. Show me your candidates. What are they running on? Who do they want to run with them? Hillary Clinton. She's a powerhouse, right? Who wants Hillary Clinton to run with them? Anybody? Anybody? John Kerry? Anybody? Chuck Schumer? Nancy Pelosi? You want to bring out Harry Reid from retirement? Where is old Harry? What about Adam Schiff? Where's he been? Name me. Kamala Harris, you want her to be on your ticket, to be running with you, hanging out, fundraising? Maxine Waters, how long of the list do I need? Give me your top dogs. Joe Biden? Sanders? Who? They got nothing. They got nothing. He goes on to say, the president is strong in these states. He is an asset whether I'm running around southern Wisconsin or America, nobody is talking about Stormy Daniels. Nobody is talking about Russia. This is Paul Ryan saying this. They're talking about their lives and their problems. They're talking about their communities. They're talking about jobs. They're talking about the economy. They're talking about national security. Give me your top 7 or 8 issues that are on the minds of Americans, and I will show you a list that Donald Trump has addressed better than any president in modern history, and it is so vexing to the left because they can do nothing about it. Everything they want to do about something about Trump has backfired. Everything. God is watching over this man in ways that probably people don't understand, because the evangelical community went with Trump, reluctantly so, and they couldn't figure out why were they pulled, tugged in that direction. It was because God said, disregard this man in the way you think of him. I'm going to do something special with him. And he has. A Democrat deleted his tweets praising Trump. Did you guys know this? He's running for Congress in Pennsylvania, and he deleted his Trump's offering praise for Trump when he was president-elect, saying progressives were, quote, the least tolerant of anyone who disagrees with him. Now, he's got to walk it back. Yeah, John Morganelli, highly critical of Democrats on social media. He's running to replace the Charlie Dent, the Republican in Pennsylvania's 7th District. And he tweeted about Trump, liking his style, the whole thing. You want to know why? Because he saw the writing on the wall. Now, you're saying, well, Kevin, that doesn't make sense. He's sort of backtracking. Well, because he wants the Democrats' money. He ain't going to win. I'll tell you that right now. He even said this. President-elect sent a personal note to my son. I work with Barletta and Kobich against illegal immigration. Pennsylvania, most senior DA. He's telling you his record and why he needs to be the guy. Why I support the president. And now he's catching backlash. And he's a typical politician. Let me tell you something. I'm going to warn the politicians that may be listening to the program. If you backtrack, you're toast. Donald Trump doesn't like it, and neither does the public. This guy should stick to his guns and say, look, Democrats, we may not agree on everything, but I have the D after my name. I believe in the things that I've fought for on behalf of the citizens. And then there are things that I'll support you guys on. But that's it. You back up, you're done. He's toast. I don't have to know him to know that. Anyway, there's a lot of news, despite what the left is telling you. There's a lot of news. Trump has been compared to Hitler, and I want to get into that in a little bit. And this is Steny Hoyer, the billionaire that doesn't want Trump to be president anymore. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
With China, I think we're having some great discussions. We'll see what happens. We put a $50 billion tariff on, then we put a $100 billion tariff on. And you know, at a certain point, they run out of bullets. Remember what I said. When you're $500 billion down, you can't lose a trade war. And I won't call it a trade war, because it's really a trade negotiation. But nobody ever negotiated from our side. Nobody ever did anything. All they did is talk. And in the meantime, we helped rebuild China, because they took so much money, bridges and airports and military and everything. They took so much, hundreds of billions of dollars out of our country. So now we're really negotiating.
I got to tell you, I love Trump's style. I really do. Crazy as it seemed at the time when I was watching him before, I've learned a lot. And that says a lot, because I've seen a lot of negotiation styles. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump did something very unusual. He saved this Chinese company. Yeah, Chinese phone maker ZTE, and then he wrote this article, could count President Trump as one of China phone maker ZTE's new allies. Fourth largest smartphone maker in the United States has been dealing with the U.S. Commerce Department denial order that prevented U.S. businesses from selling hardware or services to the company, a seven-year ban that forced the company to shut down the major operating activities of the company. But it looks like ZTE may get a reprieve. Trump tweeted on Sunday that he was working with Chinese President Xi Jinping to find a way to get them back into business fast. Now, the media reported it's a stark reversal of the harsh punishment of the Commerce Department that they handed out to ZTE for its failure to properly dole out its own reprimand to employees involved in selling U.S. origin equipment to Iran. ZTE has been working to get the denial order overturned, and it pegged its hopes on a broader bilateral trade talks between the U.S. and China. Now, people have said Trump's overstepping, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what they say. What I want to say is this. What President Trump did in saying, we're going to be firm with China, but you know what? I'll look at a special circumstance, because what I want the Chinese people to know is we don't want to hurt you. We want to help you. Do you understand the message that that sent? What an amazing thing to do. Donald Trump explains it, and it's all in a word. He's never dogmatic about this is the way it is. It's always a negotiation. I'm going to give you a little something. And don't think for one second, folks, that Donald Trump doesn't understand what he's going to get back for this olive branch that he's going to throw to ZTE and to Xi Jinping, China's president or whatever you want to call him now. He understands it. They owe him now. I'm not going to shut you down. That's not the objective of our trade agreement. We are not here to crush you. It must be a mutually beneficial thing, but the rules are the rules, and you're going to play by the rules. And if you are going to do something with Iran down the road, you better stop now, and you better make sure nobody else does it. That's the subtle message. And it was delivered with all the beauty and grace of a ballerina. But trust me, she was carrying a sledgehammer. I love this. Let me tell you, this level of negotiation tactics, Barack Obama, you could give that clown 50 lifetimes and he would never come up with what Donald Trump's come up with. Even if he were truthful, if Barack Obama were truthful, whew, that's saying a mouthful, he would be saying right now, you know something? I've never witnessed, I can honestly say, that I thought Donald Trump would be a disaster. But Donald Trump is an amazing president, and we need to put our full support behind him. That's what he should be saying. Hillary Clinton should be saying, you know what? As much as I wanted to win the presidency, I have to tell you, I would not have been as good as Donald Trump. Everybody who voted against Donald Trump and for either Barack Obama or Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton should be saying, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. And I didn't think that, you know, the bar had been low, so low for so long. I didn't think that Donald Trump was going to be able to do anything, you know, change anything or whatever. But I have to tell you, I'm floored. But I'm going to tell you something. Those people are out there. They are shocked. They don't understand. They're going, who knew? You knew. 63 million plus people knew what we were getting with Donald Trump. And now they get to watch his finesse. That it's so scary for the left and for a variety of reasons. I just from the previous segment, I talked about Paul Ryan saying Donald Trump is an asset to the Republicans. I want you to reflect back a year and a half ago and prior to the election of Trump, even going into the first 2 months, would you ever believe that Paul Ryan would come out of his mouth and say, the president of the United States said, I didn't want to be president, that the majority of my rhino compatriots didn't want to be president, is an asset to the Republican Party. His strategic moves, the ability of this man to outthink the other side, he has carpet bombed the opposition for us, and all we got to do is walk in and pick up the pieces. That's exactly what's happened. Donald Trump has been so effective, it's impossible for the Republicans to screw up. Because, and let me tell you, here's what's so interesting about it. They've been out fundraising the Democrats in a, I mean, I don't know, 2-1, 2-3-1, something like that. Then they get to focus. You want to know why? Because Trump's election shored up all of the key states that the Republicans would normally win, the key districts, etc. He hasn't lost anywhere in the country where he beat Hillary Clinton. If you know those, they had those Pennsylvania districts that historically go Democrat and went for Obama, and Ohio and Indiana, they're done. They all went for Trump, and you know what they're doing now? They are doubling down on them some Trump. So all you got to do now, if you're a conservative, a Republican who gets the nomination, say you support Donald Trump. Now, we're going to make you live it, but you say you support Donald Trump, you're golden. I've asked this question, I'll ask it 1,000 times. Anybody want to run with Hillary? Anybody on the left wants to run with any of the candidates that are out there? Take your pick. Cherry pick them. Tell me who wants to run with Biden. Is Biden going to resonate more in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is where he's from because he always talks about it? Is he going to resonate any more than Donald Trump? Go get one of these rhinos. Go get Kasich out of Ohio. See what Kasich has to say. You think who's going to win in Ohio? Somebody that supports Donald Trump or Kasich? Now, my play mom and dad, they live in Ohio, Cleveland, and there's an affinity to Kasich because, you know, you're from there. He's your guy. I guarantee you, Trump versus Kasich is, they still like the dude. They would gladly side with Donald Trump. Good news for us folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump wrapped up his meeting with a top North Korean official. The president then spoke to the media a short time ago.
We've gotten to know their people very well, and we will. You people are going to have to travel because you'll be in Singapore on June 12th. And I think it'll be a process. It's not. I never said it goes in one meeting. I think it's going to be a process.
With the latest on the U.S. unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The economy added 223,000 jobs in May as the unemployment rate fell to an 18-year low. Eleni Karageorge is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 223,000 in May, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%.
Another sector of the economy showing job growth is for high school graduates, with an unemployment rate at 3.9%.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Show.
Roast Donald Trump or Charlie Sheen. I thought Trump was easier to roast because Trump was like at the top when we roasted him. You know, he was like this, he's synonymous with success. So it was like, it was really easy to just really go balls out and just crush him and not feel too bad. Whereas Sheen was barely scraping by as a human being at the time. I wouldn't say it was tougher, but it wasn't as easy and fun to do as Trump was. I remember shaking Trump's hand after I roasted him, and he was like, thank you for doing that. Like, thank you for being here. It was really seemed sincere. I thought, oh, maybe he's a cool guy that I've had him wrong the whole time. And literally the day after the roast aired, which was like 2 weeks after we did it, he was like, where's the birth certificate? I thought, oh, man, he is everything I thought he was. There were a couple jokes I wrote about Mike Tyson, you know, having gone to jail for rape, that they said, you're not allowed to say those about Tyson, which I was very upset about. I thought they were great jokes. One of them was, I think Mike Tyson's biggest problem is that Mike never had a strong male role model growing up. You know, Mike's dad walked out on the family very early on after Mike raped him. And the image of a baby Mike Tyson raping his own father really cracked me up that I was not allowed to do those.
Who's a perv?
Do you think a businessman like Trump has a chance to be president? Do you think he has any shot at all? Do you think this is real?
I don't know. I've enjoyed the hell out of him. Just all the stuff the guy's been saying. I hope more politicians are just at least just say what they're thinking.
Right.
I love when they were going like, yeah, you said all this sexist stuff about women. You said this about women. You said that about women. You said this. And he goes, no, I said that about Rosie O'Donnell. And then they laughed. And then they're like, no, you said it about other women, too. And he goes, yeah, you're probably right. And then it was just over. That's all you got to do is just admit, that's what I do. You know, I have every once in a while, I have a couple shots of bourbon. I go off on the broads. And then, you know, I get back down to business.
It is true. It is crazy. Like, yeah. So many people spend all their time in the media apologizing and explaining, and people that just say, that's what I did, they seem to get away with it.
Yeah, that's what you do. I think comics should do that. When people get, like, annoyed and they go into your Twitter account from 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you said this about, you know, whatever, Saved by the Bell in 1988. I want an apology. It's like, all right, well, get in the time machine and talk to me back then.
Yeah. Something wrong here. I got your job right here, liberal. Lower? Lower? That's it. Liberal so mad at Donald Trump. Say he talking about Mexican. Trump don't talk about Mexican. Liberal talk about Mexican. They say Mexican only do job nobody else want. What? Mexican not smart enough to be PhD? Why you not say that about Asian, silly liberal? We don't do job you know want do. We do job you know can do. Boom! Drop mic!
Oh, did we catch them in the act?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did we catch them in the act? We certainly did. The Democrats are in trouble. And deservedly so. I couldn't be more ecstatic about this, and I know you are as well. But hey, I want to talk about Israel. The embassy move. Remember when Donald Trump announced that? We will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's, capital? Jerusalem, Israel. Israel's been waiting for somebody to say, this is the deal. And Donald Trump comes in and goes, boom, here it is. Boop, there it is. Boop, there it is. Shaka, laka, taka. If you guys go and see, when we do stuff like this, we start jamming. Yes, right. Go on. God, dude, I got to teach you some moves. You have just, your moves have slipped. Yeah, you got to represent the Kevin Jackson Show. You can't, Ooh, got to teach you some new moves. 37 people, as of the last reporting, it could be more. They said up to 50, as I saw another report. Killed by the Israeli military, more than 1,000 injured in Palestinian protests along the Gaza border. Because there are so many Arabs that understand the significance of this move from Tel Aviv or wherever to Jerusalem. It's a big deal. It's a big symbolic deal. I don't even know all the ramifications, but I know this. When Trump announced it, my Jewish friends, I forgot some of their names. And, man, I had Yitzhak and Mishak and Benjamin and all of they were, Kev, this is huge, baby. It was huge. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have amassed at the border, far more than in any demonstrations, because they want to show a force. Israel, we don't like it. They said it was almost 30,000 people by 2:30 p.m. the other day, 90 minutes before the embassy was slated to open. It's in the Arnona neighborhood of Jerusalem. And the protests were increasing daily leading up to this event. Well, it's over now. And so they got all these people on the border, and the Israeli military said, hey, I don't know if y'all think this is America up in here, but we will shoot to kill. And that's what they've been doing. And I'm going to tell you, I don't have 1 ounce of sympathy for these people that want to stop Israel from being a sovereign country and doing what it wants. Oh, it's our land. It's our land. It's our land, too. Whatever, you know, because it's different people. The Palestinians, we're Arabs, and this is Jerusalem belongs to us. And Israel says, no, it doesn't. We're happy to share it. And they have. And let me tell you, people don't want you to know this. There have been times when Jews have lived among the Arabs. I mean, and right now it is, too. But there are Jews that live among Arabs in peace. There were times when you wouldn't even know the difference between a Sunni and a Shia or any other type of Muslim. They didn't care. They lived amongst themselves, all integrated with Christians and Jews throughout the Middle East. And then Iran came along. And Iran said, you know what? We don't like that these people are happy. We don't like what's going on. And we need to create strife, Middle Eastern strife, in order for us to gain power. They want to dominate the Middle East. And they have been for the better part of 3 decades since the late 70s, really technically the 90s through the 2000s and now, for somewhere between 30 to 40 years, Iran has been the biggest sponsor of terror, and they've done it very sneaky and cleverly, and they've used all the progressive tricks in the book, and they've been successful at it. And it took a Donald Trump saying, enough is enough. Seems like a small thing. Everybody's like, well, Kevin, you can't say Trump is the reason. Yeah, you can. Look at what Obama did. Obama practically gave these guys a runway. He built the runway and gave them the jet. He didn't sell them the jet. He gave them the jet and the bomb. It's crazy. So we got a president who steps in and says enough is enough. And it is emboldened. And this is a sign. This is one of the signs I'm getting to here. It emboldened Israel. Israel is, I haven't seen this Israel since the 80s under Reagan. I haven't seen Israel be so proactively saying, in your face, world. Do you know this? Israel forces bombed Iranian military installations in Syria a couple of weeks ago in retaliation for an Iranian rocket barrage on its position in the occupied Golan Heights. This has been the most serious confrontation of these two sides in decades. They have fought each other through proxies, all kinds of warnings and what have you. And Israel said, you know what? We got a big bro in America. And he's about to rain down the hammer of Thor onto the Iranian regime. Let's go do what we do. So Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, said, if we get rain, you're going to get a flood. Now, here's what they wrote about it. The scope of the attacks, which Israel called its largest in Syria since the 1973 Mideast War, raised the specter of a full-fledged war between Iran and Israel and Syria. By the way, if there's anybody that the Middle Easterners fear, I'm talking about worldwide, it's Israel. They fear Israel more than they fear America. That sounds crazy, but it's true. The Israelis are unbelievably good at espionage. The Israelis are unbelievably good in information technology warfare. Go look up Stuxnet. It's a program that was written to infiltrate the Iranian nuclear program. And do you know what they said about the code written for Stuxnet? They said it does not, we're talking millions and millions of lines of code. It's intricate operation, so intricate it would blow your mind. I watched a movie about it called Zero Day. They said there's not a single error in that code. Not one. Not a subroutine. Nothing. I'm just telling you, as a programmer, it's ridiculous to believe that there's not a single error. They've looked over that code, you know, the clandestine agencies. And when they figured out what was going on, because it would go in and learn. It was the precursor to artificial intelligence in a way that you wouldn't believe. It would blow up programmable logic controllers and blow up the centrifuges in the Iranian nuclear program. And it did it in the most clever of ways. It is a must see. If you want anybody on your side, you want Israel, because God is on their side.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
I think one of my favorite cartoons, though, when I was a kid was Superman. I mean, Superman fan. Because he had a cape, he had a superpower, and the Lois Lane was hooked up. Now that I'm an adult, it's different. I'm scared because I'm thinking Lois is going to have those powers when they get divorced. Would you? Hell no.
That is a funny Superman bit. Welcome back, Ty Barnett. Oh, man, there's so much you could do with that. Anyway, the reason why I play that is because Margot Kidder died. Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane. Christopher Reeves was Superman. You know, the old, what do they call it, the square-jawed Reeves? That every day, well, not every day, you know, the prototypical dude that you thought represented America, you know, that all-American white kid. Kind of what Bruce Jenner was before he decided he wanted to play girly for a bit, play woman, play female. What if Superman, they actually tried to make Superman gay in one of these comic series. Gave him a dude love interest, I guess. I don't know the details, but I do know that they wanted to make Superman gay, and I thought to myself, why? Makes no sense. He's a hero to everybody, men and women. Even, I bet you lesbians, I bet the LGBT community likes Superman. All he needs to do is just make his symbol, you know, that big S, just make it into a rainbow. He'd be cool with the LGBT community. No, we got to make Superman gay. Got to let those men know that if you wanted to be Superman at any time in your life, you wanted to be gay. Oh, yeah, there it is. That hidden, what do they call it, you know, what do they call it when you have like this, you know, supposed yearning, like a secret thing, you know, I want to be gay, but I don't want to let you know. Yeah, they want to make all the young boys feel that way. I've never wanted to be gay at all, ever, in my entire life. If I had 50 lifetimes, I wouldn't want to be gay. Nothing against gays. Just, I don't want to be it. It's that simple. Margot Kidder. Dead at the age of 69. By the way, so much for the women's movement. Yeah, so much. What, you couldn't save Lois. Superman lives on. Lois does not. Superman could have 50 million love interests because he's indestructible. He's the Man of Steel. Lois, she's gone. She was not Krypton. She wasn't born on the planet. Was it Krypton, right? She wasn't born on the planet of Krypton. She was human. Superman. So, yeah. Hey, speaking of the women's movement, what's going on with this Gina Haspel thing? I mean, I didn't follow it too closely because, you know, all I know is they said Gina Haspel should not be qualified to be in the CIA, I mean, to lead whatever she's going to be, like the head of the CIA, right? She can't do it because she's had a long and distinguished career in the CIA where she followed the rules and supposedly waterboarded or watched it happen or knew of it and didn't do anything. And those are the rules. The women's movement, yet again, abandons Gina Haspel. Why? Because Donald Trump nominated her. They will criticize Donald Trump. He doesn't like women. He hates women, folk. So his press secretary is a woman. His Department of Energy or Commerce or something is a woman. Much of his communication staff are women. He put his daughter in head of women's issues around capitalism and entrepreneurship. He made a black chick a general in the Marine Corps. I think she's a woman. She's a chick, but I'm not sure. I think she's still a woman, right? Her. And I can just give you woman stuff that the man has done, and they don't seem to care. It seems like if Donald Trump says that a woman is capable, but look at Barack Obama. He picks a woman. She's an imbecile. Can't even do her job in America. She should be president. Hillary Clinton should be president. Susan Rice. So what? She got people killed in Benghazi. Let's make her director of national security. She gets people killed. Look at Barack Obama. He's amazing in who he puts these women. These women are capable of getting you killed or killing you. Incompetent, but they're capable. They excel in their incompetence, which is why he wants them. But boy, Gina Haspel, through the ranks of the CIA, under multiple administrations, and then Donald Trump says, hey, who do we have in the CIA that's got some chutzpah? Gina Haspel. It isn't like she's a hand-picked, like she used to work in the hotel business. And he put her up there and said, you know what? Gina made a great maid. She rose up in the maids. I mean, she was a cleaning assistant. And, she started where she was cleaning rooms by herself. And the next thing you know, she's the head of the maids at a Trump property. I think she'd be great for the CIA. I think she'd be phenomenal, fabulous. No, Gina Haspel rode the ranks through the CIA. She did it the way you're supposed to do it. She's not an icon because her fraudulent husband, who's disbarred and she's disbarred, and they become president and first lady, and everybody goes, oh, Michelle Obama, she's so amazing. Amazing at what? Please explain it to me. What is Michelle Obama amazing at? Riding the coattail of a metrosexual dude? Congratulations. Gina Haspel went to college, studied her political, I don't know what she said, probably political science, got into the CIA because of her credentials, you know, the abilities that she possessed, did well. I mean, I watch Homeland. For all I know, she's Carrie. She's the chick that's running around station chief in Afghanistan and thwarting all kinds of nuclear disasters. And they go, well, she may have waterboarded a guy once and she's not qualified. Who's qualified? Hillary Clinton? Nancy Pelosi? Maxine Waters? Who's qualified? Please let me know. Kamala Harris? These people couldn't keep a secret among themselves. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, name me your woman on the left is qualified to do what Gina Haspel's done. Marie Harf? Jeez, get out of here. So Kevin W. tweeted this. Let's get this straight. Congress passes a law that allows waterboarding after 9/11. Gina Haspel follows the law passed by Congress. Congress chastises her for following their law and wants to hold up her nomination. Let that sink in. What morons. Kevin, you're so right. Zach Dorfman tweeted this. A former CIA officer who likely helped destroy the CIA's entire asset network in China was just indicted for espionage, and it's like the third biggest story of the day. Have you even heard about this? Look it up. Unbelievable. I mean, the women's movement cracks me up. How selective they can be. See, you know when you're dealing with a fraudulent movement. And let me explain. So, Black Lives Matter says, Black Lives Matter, man, we oppressed and all this. Until they find out you're a black conservative. Then black lives don't matter. It's like, kill that Negro. He needs to be dead. Ooh, he ain't even part of us. And on and on and on, right? Women's movement, no different. Women's movement says, when a woman succeeds, we all succeed. We are on the backs of any woman doing great. Except if it's Sarah Palin. If it's Sarah Palin, we have to destroy her. Yeah, if it's Gina Haspel, we have to destroy her. We can't allow Donald Trump to get any kind of inroads with the women folk by promoting her. Nor can we extol the virtues of Trump over putting a black woman, the first female general in the Marine Corps. Shouldn't happen. So destroy at all costs. Or don't mention it. Just pretend it didn't happen. See, that's how women treat you on the left. That's how blacks treat you on the left. And oh, leftists, that's how leftists treat you on the left. They don't care about you. They pretend to care about causes, and they don't have a care in the world. And you can do that litmus test on any of them. See what they think about Mexicans when a situation like this arises. If Donald Trump were to appoint or do something with a Mexican person, watch how they treat them. They'll show you that they are completely disingenuous.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.